The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent word to Jeroboam, king of Israel. Amos has conspired against you here within Israel. The country cannot endure all his words. For this is what Amos says: Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be exiled from its land. To Amos, Amaziah said, "Off with you, visionary, flee to the land of Judah. There earn your bread by prophesying, but never again prophesy in Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary and a royal people." Amos answered Amaziah, "I was no prophet, nor have I belonged to a company of prophets. I was a shepherd and a dresser of sycamores. The Lord took me from following the flock and said to me, 'Go prophesy to my people Israel.' So now hear the word of the Lord. You say, 'Prophesy not against Israel. Preach not against the house of Isaac.' Now thus says the Lord, 'Your wife shall be made a harlot in the city, and your sons and daughters shall fall by the sword. Your land shall be divided by measuring line, and you yourself shall die in an unclean land. Israel shall be exiled from its land.'" The word of the Lord. The judgments of the Lord are true and all of them just. The judgments of the Lord are true and all of them just. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them are just. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them are just. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them are just. They are more precious than gold, than a heap of purest gold, sweeter also than syrup or honey from the comb. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them are just. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. After entering the boat, Jesus made the crossing and came down into his own town. And there people brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." At that, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." Jesus knew what they were thinking and said, "Why do you harbor evil thoughts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He rose and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were struck with awe and glorified God who had given such authority to men. The Gospel of the Lord. And so for the last week or so, we've had two different signs of God. The first reading, he's going to kill us. The second reading, he's going to forgive us. And so Amos is sitting there and they're saying, "Get out of here," because he's telling them things that they don't want to hear, which normally is what prophets do. But they do it because they care about the people. God speaks to them to bring them to repentance so he can forgive them. But they didn't want any part of it. And so too with us. We got to make sure that we listen when God is challenging us to repent. And he's calling us to that. And let me give you a hint. There isn't a day in your life, in my life, where God is not calling us to repent of something. Right? Could be repenting of our judgment of others, could be repenting of our anger, could be repenting of our pettiness, could be repenting of our gossip, could be repenting of fill in the blank. There's plenty of things God's calling us to repent. What happens is we become tone deaf. You don't want me to do that. Or, you know, often when I'm on the road hearing confessions, oh yeah, I do that, but everybody does that. Doesn't mean you're not called to repent. And so Amos is calling them to repent. They don't, and you see what's going to happen. Now, Jesus, in the gospel, you know, it was so comforting this morning when I woke up and I went into the chapel and I just, you know, start getting ready to prepare for the tweet and everything, and it just hit me again and again. My child, your sins are forgiven. What great thing is that? That when we come before God and we have a heart that wants to do His will and we repent, Jesus always looks at us and says, my child, your sins are forgiven. That's why He went to the cross, to forgive us our sins. And so every day we need to listen to Him, repent, and then He'll always say, my child, your sins are forgiven. So you don't have to keep focusing on yourself and your sins all day. Focus on Him and His mercy. May you know His love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and let us pray.